Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Artificial intelligence is completely disrupting the business and technology world as we know it. But what about our careers? Is AI a good thing or a bad thing? That's what I want to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. And one of the things we've noticed in recent years is the advent of artificial intelligence. And we all have learned about artificial intelligence through ChatGPT and Copilot, and even just mainstream media talks about AI nowadays. So we're all familiar with AI, but what's not so clear is what does AI mean to us in our work lives? How is it going to affect our careers? Is it a threat? Is it an opportunity? Is it both? That's exactly what I want to dive into here in today's video.
Before we dive too far into today's content, I want to invite you to learn a little bit more about Third Stage Consulting, who we are and what we do. I've included a link to a video right here that describes Third Stage in a bit more detail. It talks about our story, our history, our philosophy, our clients, our service offerings, and that sort of thing. But in general, what Third Stage Consulting does is we're an independent and tech agnostic consulting provider. We help clients through their entire digital transformation life cycles, beginning with digital strategy, software evaluation and selection, all the way through and including implementation planning, implementation readiness, and the actual implementation itself. We're technology agnostic, so we only represent our clients' best interests. We do not represent software vendors. But having said that, we work very closely with software vendors, all the leading players that you can imagine we've worked with, both in helping clients evaluate and select them, but also in helping clients implement those solutions as well. So we have a very broad, objective, agnostic view of the market that is meant to really represent your interest as you go through your digital transformation. I also encourage you to scan this QR code right here to get access to our resource center. This resource center has a ton of information, a ton of eBooks that are free. You have access to top 10 software rankings, playbooks for how to make your project more successful, guides to change management, YouTube videos, all kinds of stuff that are going to help you through your digital transformation. So I encourage you to scan this QR code to get access to those resources. And please feel free to reach out to me directly to brainstorm ideas about your project. Even if it's just informally, you want to bounce around some ideas and get some informal advice, I'd be happy to spend some time with you. So feel free to reach out to me. I've included my contact information below. You can also find it in the description field of this video as well.
One of the questions that we often hear from people in the job market is how will artificial intelligence affect job opportunity? More specifically, will it reduce opportunity and in some cases reduce jobs and result in job loss? So in other words, we have to understand, will artificial intelligence eliminate jobs and make it harder for us to coexist with technology in the workforce? I remember when I was a kid back in the 1980s, my parents worked at Digital Equipment Corporation, which was a computer manufacturer. And at the time, there was a big movement towards robotics in the manufacturing shop floor. And this is when computers were still manufactured in the United States. So we saw robotics taking over a lot of manufacturing, not just where my parents worked, but in automotive organizations and other manufacturing organizations. And there was an underlying fear that robots were going to take all of our jobs. I still remember as a kid thinking that maybe there wouldn't be as much opportunity when I entered the workforce because robots might take over my job. Now, certainly that fear wasn't helped by movies like Terminator and other futuristic types of movies that portrayed the dark side of technology, but it's something that has sort of permeated our society over time. Now, fast forward to the 2020s and artificial intelligence, which, by the way, has been around for quite some time, but is just now gaining that mainstream adoption that's been lacking before. And we have the same fear again. We're wondering, how will artificial intelligence affect our jobs? Now, let's look at it from the perspective of blue-collar jobs and white-collar jobs. Blue-collar jobs being shop floor workers, warehouse workers, delivery drivers, basically physical and manual labor. In the case of robotics, that was the work group that was most threatened or potentially threatened by automation and job loss. However, with artificial intelligence, the more direct impact is likely to be on white-collar workers, people that are working in offices, working with technology, working with data, working with computers and other things to do their jobs. And artificial intelligence now has the opportunity to automate what was often done by humans. And there's a lot of different examples here of how AI can automate people's jobs. Even if you just look at the opportunity to write a paper for school or to come up with creative ideas for a title for a deliverable you might be working on or to help you write any other sort of artifact, you can see how artificial intelligence can automate a lot of different jobs. So I think white collar jobs are the ones that are going to be most impacted. So the question becomes, is this going to be a positive impact or a negative impact or both? And that's what I'll cover through the rest of this video.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Now, if we put a positive spin on the impact of artificial intelligence on jobs, we will likely conclude that there's an opportunity here. There's an opportunity for us as white-collar workers to potentially do more higher value work than we've done in the past, because AI will automate much of the manual grunt work that we used to have to do. If you think about the average office, the average organization with its office workers and all the manual paper-based processes, the Excel spreadsheets, the analysis of data, the gathering of data, the consolidation of data, manipulation of data, all these manual things that organizations spend a lot of time doing, AI now has an opportunity to automate those jobs. And what that means for someone, for example, in finance or accounting, might be that they spend less time going out and looking for data and more time analyzing data, understanding data, making strategic decisions, and doing their job better, for lack of a better word. You also look at another example, which is demand planning. Within organizations, especially manufacturers and those that sell a physical product, there's typically people or departments that are focused on estimating what demand will be, so that they can produce the right amount of product at the right time. And historically, this has been a tribal knowledge-based sort of process. It requires a lot of consolidation of data, a lot of going out and finding data, both internally and with third parties, to look at macroeconomic trends and things of that nature. But now with AI, there's suddenly an opportunity to automate some of that, to at least take a first stab at what demand might look like. And in both of these cases, the finance and accounting example and the demand planning example, it may sound like that's going to take away jobs, but really what it'll do is allow those people to do their jobs better and to focus on really scaling their knowledge across more and using better information and really augmenting artificial intelligence with the human knowledge and the tribal knowledge that goes along with that. I'm going to come back to that point here in a moment. But in general, I see artificial intelligence as an opportunity to really upskill and to increase the competencies of the average worker that's dealing with artificial intelligence. Now, I alluded to this a moment ago, but I want to dive into more detail. And that is the convergence of artificial intelligence and the human intervention and the human mind. And they can't exist without each other. So in other words, artificial intelligence, as it stands right now, can't really exist without human intervention. And I don't mean human intervention as though AI is broken or needs oversight, although that is the case in many cases. But more so, it's the combination of human knowledge and things that can't be replicated in AI. And of course, the deep, rich amounts of data that exist in artificial intelligence models. Now, in the previous segment, I talked about an example or a use case of finance and demand planning and two functions that could be enabled further by artificial intelligence. Let's unpack a third example here, and that is software development or software configuration. If you're a techie, if you build software, configure software, implement software, there's a lot you do that's really focused on creating code and creating things within a computer that have some sort of outcome that you're looking for from a business perspective. Now, there's a lot of time spent on doing that coding, creating configuration and whatnot. So back to the point here is how does AI and human knowledge come together to create a better software product? And the end result here might be that AI can take a first pass at creating some of the code or creating some of the configurations or some of the integration that humans typically had to do manually. And it allows the humans to really use that as a starting point, modify it and build on it, and get further faster than they would without AI. Not only that, but AI in this case, in this example, allows developers to think more about the business impact or the outcome they're looking for, the business process, the user acceptance, whether or not the business can actually use the software that's being built. And it allows technology people to shift their focus from building technology to building technology that can work. So this is just one example of how the convergence of AI and human intervention can create something that's greater than what's been created in the past without artificial intelligence. So now the question is, does all this mean that artificial intelligence leads to more opportunity or less opportunity in the future? Now I'd start by looking at history. If we look at history, we've always been afraid of technology as a human race. Even back when mainframes were first coming around and computers were first being adopted by organizations in the 1960s and 70s and into the 80s, organizations were worried that computers would take their jobs. As far as I know, computers haven't really taken people's jobs. They've changed people's jobs. They've shifted jobs around, but they haven't really taken people's jobs. It's, in many cases, created more opportunity, you could argue. It's created a whole new industry of software developers and technicians and other people that support the technology industry. Same with the robotics. We were worried about robotics taking our jobs in the 80s and the 90s. That didn't really happen. Yes, it automated a lot of shop floors and a lot of manufacturing, but quite frankly, offshoring to other countries was the bigger risk than robotics were themselves. Now, if we fast forward and look at artificial intelligence, if we assume that history repeats itself, chances are pretty high that AI won't necessarily eliminate jobs or create mass unemployment, but it is definitely going to disrupt jobs, probably more so than robotics and computers did in the past, largely because AI is changing so quickly and just the net impact to organizations and to our jobs in general is probably a bit greater than what we might have seen in the past. I've also read studies that suggest that with full adoption of artificial intelligence throughout organizations, the average IQ of the average worker is going to jump significantly. In other words, you're going to have to be smarter to work in organizations because now you have to be smarter to deal with and interact with artificial intelligence. So the question now becomes, what does that all mean? Is that a net gain or a net loss? And I suppose it depends on you and where you stand and what you do to keep up. If you're knowledgeable of AI and you're knowledgeable of data science and you really embrace AI and find ways that AI can help you do your job better, chances are pretty high you're going to have more opportunity now than you had before AI. However, if you have a defeatist attitude or you don't really try to keep up with changes and you rely on older skill sets that you had that maybe worked for you in the past, chances are that maybe AI will, in fact, create less opportunity for you. So it depends on where you stand, where you are in the market, and really how you approach AI yourselves. So hopefully this has stimulated some good thought and conversation. However, I'd love to hear your comments. What do you think AI's impact on the workforce will be? Is there anything you would add to the list? Anything you disagree with that I talked about here today? Leave your comment below. I'd love to hear your feedback on that. So hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.